So for you, in your perspective, what is the main goal of the event? What do you hope to achieve by participating in it?
I think my main goal is to help a healing process with my 7-generation healing that I've been on. Connecting myself with my heritage and my life that I basically lost touch with, and showing my kids a whole new life that we've missed out on. So we have healing to do, but at the same time, we can still grow and be better people. And I feel like that is what the run has done for me. It's helped me open my eyes as education for my kids, for myself, for our club brothers, because a lot of us have just opened up the last few years with education about it, as well as everybody else. And, you know, the body started, on Mark Graves and stuff started coming in that. I mean, it really, really, really hit a lot of people in different ways. Like, they were unaware of it. I mean, I'm almost certain that it's 90% of the people who are involved with it now were not aware of it. And if they were, it was very little. So, I mean, the importance of this is growth, educational growth between everybody. You can't learn this stuff in schools. They don't have it taught there. It was kind of expelled from education. They didn't want you knowing about it. I mean, I can see you're trying to undercoat and hide things. I get that. So this is our open stage. This is our, I guess you'd say, our rock star moments. You know, we get to shine. We and our people, why not? I mean, if we can jump on board with everybody and help them grow and heal, I'm with that. And that's what I want. This has helped me grow so many ways. And I feel like that's probably our best process.
Yeah. Absolutely. So for someone that has never been to the Ride to Reconciliation, what can they expect?
A lot of hospitality from people you've never met. You get love, a community of people who've been hurt, who have a lot of stories. So you're gonna hear a lot of good things from people and get a good understanding of what it's about. But at the same time, we have a good event with vendors, and you get to see the craftsmanship and a lot of people who want to sell their merchandise and stuff, that handmade stuff. I mean, it's really important in our culture as well too. So the place is amazing for people that, like I said, coming in the hospitality. They treat you well here, so you're gonna have a fun time. And the ride is amazing. We always have a beautiful day out there with it. It's like we're blessed in that day. So there'll be singers and drummers, and I do believe we have events going underneath the tent and that. So it's gonna be a great time. I think everybody will be pretty surprised when they come out. So